أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد. So we're continuing on with the last verse of Surah Al-Fatiha. As I mentioned, according to the various dialects of the Arabic language, this word Sirat was revealed with a Sin and a Zai as well. It is the lugha of some of the Aqwam, some of the nations surrounding the areas that the Prophet ﷺ used to reside in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran not only according to a single dialect, rather according to many dialects. So the people who are in the vicinity and also around that vicinity could recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes into a conversation where he said, "Unzil al-Qur'an wa ala sab'ati ahruf," that the Quran was revealed upon seven various dialects. So, and these dialects stem into inner dialects as well. So all these, at the end of the day, are the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing separate. So the way Uthman radiallahu anhu formatted his mushaf, the mushaf of Uthman, it was in such a way that all of these nations could apply all of their, or the various dialects, into that Qur'an that they were reciting. So I did a brief tafsir, a brief explanation of Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Today, it is opening up, or basically giving an expounded information or expounded interpretation based on what Sirat al-Mustaqim was. So Allah says, "Guide us upon the straight path." Which path? The path of those whom you blessed, whom you favored. Not the path of those who received your anger, nor those who went astray. So, as I mentioned, Al-Qur'anu yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Some of the Qur'an makes tafsir, or interprets. Some of the Qur'an is interpreted by the Qur'an in itself. So some of the Qur'an that we read, for example, Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim, it's interpreted within the Qur'an. Who are these people? Who are these people whom Allah favored? And what is their path? So Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. So whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be with أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored. Who are they? النبيين, the first group, the prophets. So you're an average believer in this world, but you endeavor to such an extent where you try your best to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abide by the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be with the prophets on that day. Min al-nabiyyin wa-siddiqin, the truthful people. People like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. People who, when they were presented with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not even shake once out of hesitance of accepting that message. So these are the Siddiqeen. Number three, the Shuhada, those who got martyred in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, legitimately defended the deen. For example, when it came to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum at the time of Badr, at the time of Uhud, at the time of Khandaq, the Muslim armies thereafter who defended Islam from people who wanted to attack Islam, and they lost their lives in that cause. And some people possibly who died by accidents, or as the Prophet ﷺ says, مبطون, the one who has the stomach disease, they died through stomach cancer, or a woman giving birth, they are all termed as shuhada, right? كما نحسبهم والله حسيبهم, as we assume them to be, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their ultimate judge. وَالَّذِي قُتِلَ ظُلْمًا, somebody who is killed oppressively, this person is also called a shaheed. So somebody who obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they stick to that path, they will be with the shuhada as well. والصالحين, and the pious individuals. People who would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might think they're an average Joe on the street, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were such servants to Allah, as the Prophet describes, لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهِ. If they were to take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would fulfill that oath automatically. So people who are on the guided path will be with the aforementioned, or the ones that the people, or the various groups that I mentioned. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reports on the authority of Dhahhak. Once again, when we say Dhahhak, we remember that child who laughs a lot. The reason why Dhahhak was called Dhahhak, as I mentioned, is because Dhahhak means somebody who laughs. And for those of you who weren't here, and usually when babies are born, they're born crying. But Dhahhak came out laughing, so they named him Dhahhak. So Dhahhak was the student of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. He says that the interpretation of this verse is those who are firm ala ta'atik, on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May they be angels, may they be human beings, may they be prophets. All of them are on the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed them to be on. And we discussed in details, what is this path? Last week we discussed in details. Some scholars have said it's the Qur'an. Some scholars have said it's the hadith. Some scholars have said it's the deen. This is the majority interpretation. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu relates, صراط اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. الصراط المستقيم, the straight path, is الطريق الهادي. Such a path that once you get on it, automatically it keeps taking you to your purpose. It keeps taking you from strength to strength, and it keeps you firm on the truth. هو الدين الذي لا عوج فيه. It's such a path which can be termed as the faith in totality. Such a faith, Islam, in which there is no such contradictions or no such iwaj. What is iwaj? Crookedness. There's no crookedness in the deen. Then Allah says, make this dua as well. Continue on to say, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. O Allah, don't guide us to the path upon those people who your anger befell upon. So upon whom your anger befell, وَلَا الضَّالِينَ, nor those who went astray. So who are غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين? Some people just say it's the Christians, or the Jews and the Christians. مغضوب عليهم is the Jews, and ضالين is the Christians. That is one interpretation, but usually it's taken out of context. We go to every other Christian and we say, hey, you're misguided. And we go to the Jewish people and we say, hey, upon you is the anger of Allah. That's not the purpose. The purpose is those who literally, after understanding the truth, they rebel against that truth. Upon them be anger, and what if they are from the context wherein they take Jesus to be the Son of God, and they rebel against the truth when it comes to them, then they will be considered misguided, ضالين. So it's not every single Christian or Jew. غير المغضوب عليهم, مغضوب عليهم, they are, Allah's anger is upon them. Why? Because لا يعملون على العلم الذي عندهم. They do not practice upon the knowledge which is by them, which they have. What is that knowledge? They knew that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is going to come. He's going to come as a prophet of Allah. He's going to come as the Messiah. And they rejected that by calling him a son of a debaucher. والعياذ بالله. So hence, المغضوب عليهم, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befell them. ضالين, Allah termed certain Christians as misguided because they knew that initially Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a messenger of Allah, but they put him on a pedestal of lordship. Hence, they became misguided. They did not practice upon the ilm that they had as well. Our teacher, Sheikh Sulaiman, has a beautiful interpretation of this verse, if we are to say that it applies just for the Christians or just for the Jews. He says that مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ and وَلَضَّالِينَ, مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, upon whom Allah's anger is upon, or those whom Allah's anger is upon, it is in reference to the Jews, because since the coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, not a day passed where they did not curse Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And cursing Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, a prophet of Allah, is a grave crime. Hence, they receive the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, وَلَضَّالِينَ, if it's in reference to Christian, this, the meaning would be that after the coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, or after his being lifted up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a day passed where certain groups of the Christians did not say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Son of God. Certain groups from among the Christians continued on to say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Son of God. So since that day, they are astray. This is one interpretation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the grave sin of associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let alone associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ascribing a lineage to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says at the end of Surah Taha, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنَّ End of Maryam. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَتَنْشَقُ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّهُ أَنْ دَعَوْ لِلْرَحْمَانِ وَلَدَ. This claim of Allah having a son is so grave that the skies wish to rip apart. تَنْشَقُ الْأَرْضُ, the earth wishes to split. وَتَخِرُ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّهُ, and the mountains wish to fall into prostration for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once again, this verse is not associated to every Christian and every Jew. Allah says in the fourth juz of the Holy Quran, لَيْسُوا سَوَاءَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَطْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. They are not all the same. Just how all Muslims are not the same. You will find the pious among them, and you will find the most disgraceful among them. So Allah says the same thing about the Jews and the Christians. The Ahlul Kitab, لَيْسُوا سَوَاءَ, they're not all the same. مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, from among the people of the book, is a group. يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ, they read the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ, throughout the night, وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ, and at times they're prostrating as well. And at times, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Sometimes when they hear what is revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they cry literally in sincerity for the love of Jesus, or for the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or for the love of the truth that you're speaking about. مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ, because they know what you're saying is the truth. So this is not a hard and fast ayah for every Jew or every Christian. Rather, عِبْرَةُ الْكِتَابِ بِعُمُومِ اللَّفْظِ لَا بِخُصُوصِ السَّبَبِ. The lesson that we get out of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through its apparent words. So this verse could also be reflected upon any Muslim. A Muslim who knows the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim who knows that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet they still reject them. Not by words possibly, but by practice. They don't pray. Or they say words like, as I mentioned in the khutbah, is there actually a day of judgment? Or was the Prophet Muhammad actually a messenger of God? Right? Na'udhu billah. So this ayah could encompass such Muslims as well. مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, they can get the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through such statements. وَلَا الضَّالِينَ, وَلَا الضَّالِينَ can also encompass Muslims. Like whom? You go to a person and you say, you know what, my brother, what you're doing is wrong. Or possibly the drugs, or the alcoholism, or the emails to females that you're involved in, or the a disloyalty that you're committing against your family. This is wrong, my brother. or this is wrong, my sister, please abstain from it. What do you care? What's your business? These people will be termed as astray, and the word dalil here will encompass them as well. So once again, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, not a hard and fast rule for just the Jews and the Christians, rather it can encompass Muslims if we don't maintain our limits. تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set some limits, and it is not befitting for us to cross those limits. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the pious group whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His favors upon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the understanding of the Qur'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to implement every single point of knowledge that we learned in Surah Al-Fatiha to our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us from strength to strength. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Him to populate our beautiful masjid. And we ask Allah to grant all of us Jannat al-Firdaus without any reckoning, and to preserve our amazing youth. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. صلى الله عليه وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد.